I was born and raised in Sydney and never lived further than 8 miles or 13 kilometres from the GPO. My partner was born in a little town in upstate New York. For 40 years, he wanted to move to the country, but I refused. I felt uncomfortable at a picnic, let alone something more permanent than an afternoon. We met in Melbourne and lived there for 20 years in the inner city, then moved back to Sydney. And all the time, he yearned for space. I repeatedly told him that if he found me a house truly in the country, with a creek, I might consider it. I loved living in the inner city and being cheek by jowl with our neighbours, but I didn't want to live in a village or a country suburb. May as well stay in the city where everything happens. We went on with life. I retired from the ABC. He retired from Qantas. I took classes in ceramics and printmaking and welding. I fostered kittens. Then we became bird carers with Sydney Wildlife. But he didn't have enough to do, and space was at a premium. He hated the traffic and the noise and the constant crowds and hustle in Newtown, which I loved. Finally, he came to breaking point. And one day, I suddenly, and I do mean suddenly, said, "Why don't we sell the house and go to the country?" He is not a person who makes sudden decisions. And when he hesitated, I said, "You'd better not say no, because this chance won't come again." He said yes. We found a lovely little remote cottage to rent while we looked around and tried the country on for fit. We sold our dear old 1890 north-facing end of terrace house that we'd lived in for more than 20 years, put all our clutter into storage, and moved our 3 old dogs, the cat and 2 birds, to Kangaroo Valley. We planned to buy about 5 acres, which seemed huge after Newtown. We found the land and built a new house. But we ended up with 17 acres, 3 cleared and 14 natural bush, with rocks the size of elephants and native orchids and rainforest gullies and a creek with rumours of platypus.